This is Mary Jo McCurley at University Park United Methodist Church here in Dallas, Texas, and we are bringing you the series, The Wisdom of the Sages. Today, we are bringing you one of those sages, Mickey George. Thank you for joining us, Mickey.
Thank you, Mary Jo.
Mickey, I know you've lived in several places in your life. Tell us where you grew up.
I grew up in Iowa Park, Texas, just 10 miles west of Wichita Falls, Texas.
And I assume that's a little town.
It's about 5,000.
Wow.
Same size now that it was when I was there.
And when did you leave Iowa Park?
I left Iowa Park when I graduated from high school on my way to Baylor University. And so I got my home economics degree from Baylor University.
Wow. And from Baylor, where did you go?
Well, after I did my student teaching at Baylor, Larry and I were married in December of that, in the fall, and then we were married in December. And then we went to Atlanta because Larry was in seminary there. And from there, we made our way to Zimbabwe.
Well, I'm going to get to Zimbabwe
in just a
minute.
Okay.
Did you meet Larry at Baylor?
I did not. Actually, Larry and I grew up with each other. He's from Iowa Park as well.
Really?
Yes. We were high school sweethearts. He went to Texas Tech. I went to Baylor. But we got back together probably my junior year in college.
So how long have you known each other?
Since we were about 4 years old.
Wow. That's remarkable.
Yeah.
So he was your first love and only love, I guess.
Yes, pretty much.
And did you grow up a Methodist?
I did not. What? I grew up in the Baptist church.
Oh, another Reformed Baptist.
Yes, I am a Reformed Baptist. I was baptized when I was 9 years old in the Baptist church. And when Larry and I got married, we got married in the Baptist church with a Methodist and a Baptist minister. We left the Baptist church and went to the Methodist church for the reception.
Well, you're giving everybody equal opportunity, right?
Yes, exactly.
Did that make your parents happy?
They were very happy about that.
And where did Larry go to theology school?
At Candler, Emory University in Atlanta, Georgia.
And so then y'all made your way to Zimbabwe.
We did.
What called you to Zimbabwe?
Well, that's kind of a funny story, and it has to do with my husband primarily, because he was at Candler, and there was a sign on the board, on the bulletin board, that said they were interviewing, the Board of Global Ministry was interviewing people who might be interested in mission work, and he was embarrassed because no one had signed up. So he signed up, and lo and behold, within the next year, we were on our way to Zimbabwe.
Wow. And was it called Zimbabwe at that time?
No, it was Rhodesia.
And how long were you there?
We were there for 2 years. We were both teaching. I was teaching home economics. Baylor University did not teach me how to teach cooking on a wood stove or how to sew on a hand crank sewing machine. And Larry was the chaplain, student chaplain, and was teaching commerce subjects, booking, those kinds of things. So we were there for 2 years, and my mother had come to visit. Well, our older daughter Amanda was born in Zimbabwe, and my mother had come, and no more than a week after my mother had gone back home, we got a letter in the mail saying that our visas had been terminated. So we had a month to leave the country, and so we had a 6 weeks old baby when we left Rhodesia.
Wow. And what was the reason they were terminating your visas?
They said there was a reason and we should know what it was. We tried to get an interview with the Prime Minister. He would not see us. And that's when they said, there's a reason and you should know what it is. We have no clue. Except that a lot of the other missionaries said it's the government's way of saying, be careful, we can do this to all of the Methodist missionaries if you're not careful. So we just happened to be the ones that were sent out.
Wow. Was that a sad day?
It was very sad. Yes. We went to the airport. We left actually two weeks earlier than we were told we had to. But there were busloads of people who were there who sang us away.
Oh. It's still hard for you today.
Yes.
So your daughter was born. You came back. To where did you go?
We went back to Atlanta because Larry left seminary in order for us to go to Rhodesia. So we went back to Atlanta. He finished his ministry degree, and then we were appointed to First Methodist in Denton. So, and that's where our younger daughter was born.
And what's her name?
Emily.
Emily. And so how far apart are they?
Amanda is 2 years, a little over 2 years older than Emily is.
So you went to the big town of Denton.
Big town of Denton, yes, we did.
And compared to Iowa Park, it was a big, big town,
it was.
Right? And how long were you in Denton?
4 years. And we felt the call to go back to Africa. Since our first time in Zimbabwe was cut short, we thought we're going to go back. And so we did. We went to Nigeria.
Uh-huh.
The second time. That was very different setting, very different ball game from what we experienced in Zimbabwe, because we loved being in Rhodesia. It was wonderful. Nigeria was different.
In what way was it different?
Larry was the field treasurer for the Board of Global Ministries and the German Methodist Church. So he had an office. And he kept all the books because his undergraduate degree is in business. So he kept all the books. If anybody needed anything, they would radio him early in the morning and say, I need you to go buy a tire. And so he did a lot of that. I taught home economics at the mission school. So that was, I loved doing that. It was, the school was actually for missionaries or native Nigerian children or other expats that had come to Nigeria for various reasons. And so it was a nice mixture of people from all over the world. So we had, you know, two little girls in this very different place, but they made close friends with kids from all over the world. So it was a great experience for them.
Absolutely. And how old were they have been at the time?
Amanda was 5 and Emily was 3.
And do they remember their time?
Amanda and Emily both remember a lot of things. We joke within the family because Emily seems to have remembrances that Amanda doesn't. So we're not sure she's making it up, but we're pretty sure it's true.
And how long were you in Nigeria?
We were only there 2 years because Amanda developed a health issue that they couldn't take care of it in Nigeria. So we came home after 2 years.
And when you came home, where did you go?
We went to Walnut Hill.
Methodist Church.
Yes, with your dad.
Yep. I remember it very fondly. How long were you at Walnut Hill?
We were there not quite 2 years. I was the children's director, and Larry was the associate pastor with your dad, W. Trice. And then, unfortunately, your dad died while we were there.
Mm-hmm.
So we made our way to Duncanville after that.
And how long were you in Duncanville?
We were there 7 years.
Wow.
We thought it was a pretty long time. I know there are pastors that are around a lot longer than that, but it was a wonderful experience. We still have close friends that were in the church there.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was, our kids fit right in with the young children that were in that church. And so we have wonderful memories of being in Duncanville.
And then from Duncanville,
we went to Greenville, and we were there. I can't remember. I can't keep all the dates straight because we've moved so many times. It's incredible.
Right.
But I'm going to back up just a minute. When we were in Duncanville, I was a church secretary at two different churches, and then I thought, no, I have an education degree. I'm going to do that. So I applied in Dallas ISD and went through their training for gifted teachers. So I taught gifted education in Dallas ISD and in Duncanville. And so when we went to Greenville, I also taught gifted education there too.
So is teaching a passion for you?
Oh, absolutely. Both of my parents were teachers, so I think it... And I have three sisters, and they were all teachers too, so it just runs in the family, I guess.
Right. And how long were you at Greenville?
We were there 4 years, I think, give or take 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then, and I don't want to pass up going back to Walnut Hill. Of course, that's very special for me.
Of course.
And I just remember how happy my dad was that Larry and you came. It was a good time.
It was.
goodness. After that, where did you go?
From Greenville, we went to Wichita Falls.
Wow, you were jumping around.
We were jumping around. We really were.
It's the Methodist way, isn't it?
It is. Yeah, wherever the bishop says go, you go.
That's right.
So we ended up at University Church in Wichita Falls, and right across from Midwestern University. And it was a good thing we were there because our parents, well, my dad had already passed away, but our parents were, Larry's parents were still there, and my mom. So it was a good time for us to be there. And actually, it worked out well for me because since I have a degree in gifted education, the Region 9 Service Center hired me to be their GT consultant for their region. So it was a huge learning curve, but it was wonderful. And while I was there, I got my master's in gifted education.
Oh, how nice. And so you were there how long?
4 years, I think.
Okay. And then where to?
We came to Dallas, to Spring Valley. And Spring Valley United Methodist Church. And I taught gifted education in Plano 1 year, and then I went to Frisco and I taught gifted education there for 12 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
And what years would this have been?
We came to Spring Valley in Dallas in 1999.
So Frisco was really sort of starting to sprout up at that time.
It really was. When I went there, my first year there was 2000, 2001, and there was only one high school and like three elementary schools. And now I think there's five or six high schools and maybe 45 elementary schools.
Right. From Spring Valley, where did you go?
Well, I didn't go anywhere.
Thankfully, right?
Thankfully. So we had purchased a home, and when Larry was appointed to be a district superintendent, and at that point, district superintendents couldn't live in their own homes. They had to live in a district parsonage.
Really?
So we moved to Twin Posts, which is actually where
my dad lived.
Yes.
And my mom, yes.
And I think Dee Dee.
Yes, lived. Absolutely. We've all been in the same house.
We've all been there.
Amazing.
Yes, yes. So at that point, whoever was in charge of the parsonage committee decided they needed to sell the house. So Emily and I searched all summer, pretty much, for a house that was in the middle of the Dallas-Denton district. That's when there were six instead of four. And we found a home in Carrollton that we thought met every need. You know, if it was a, you know, if it, there was a mother-in-law suite, you know, if you had young children, if it was just two people. Or so they purchased a home in Carrollton. And then, so Larry was the district superintendent for 4 years, and then, lo and behold, he becomes the assistant to the bishop, and we get to move back to our house because everybody said, don't sell that house. So we didn't. So we moved back to the home that we bought in 1999.
That's wonderful. And how long was he the assistant to the bishop?
Well, let's see. He retired in 2017. And I think about 7 years. I think that's right.
So what brought y'all to University Park?
Well, University Park at that time was in Larry's district. And so it felt like a
very welcoming place to be. We love the sanctuary, we love the feel of it. If there was a resource, I mean, not a resource, but a place where we wanted to just feel comfortable and feel at home with God, mm-hmm. This is where we'd come. We went to all the other churches, and I usually went with him. But for some reason, University Park just called us.
That's great to hear. So, who would you say the people are that have influenced you?
Well, definitely my parents, because my dad was very stoic, but he was a wonderful man. He taught math. He was the only math teacher at the high school. My mother was a devout Baptist. She taught first grade for 30 years. And so both of their influences were just very strong in my life. And there are multiple other people that have influenced me. And for me, I'm just going to leave it at my parents. I'm afraid I would leave somebody out if I started mentioning other people. But in every church we have been in, there have been wonderful people that have been a friend to me, a mentor to me.
So what would you say your philosophy has been that has propelled you through life?
For the most part, I had a strong upbringing in the Baptist church, even though I'm not Baptist anymore. So I have a strong belief in God, grew up knowing that being honest and kind and trustworthy and a hard worker are all a basic part of me, and that's, I try to live that out. I try to be a mentor to people when I can be, and just, you know, just be kind and, you know, be an example of what a Christian should be like. So that's what I try to do.
Well, you know, our series this month has been Do Justice, mm-hmm. Be Kind, mm-hmm. and Walk Humbly with God.
Yes.
And you and Larry have both been great examples of that. What do you see the future of University Park?
I think it's an open door. I think it's, you know, we have great influence in the community, I think. I wish that we could see more people actually in church. I know COVID did a number on us for that, because people got really comfortable watching church online at home with in their PJs and their coffee.
Right.
I just think there's so many things that we can be about, so many things that we're doing, but I think there's just so much more that we could be doing.
And I think you've already answered this, but in case there's anything else you want to say, how would you like to be remembered?
A great wife, great mom, great grandmother to my four grandchildren. Someone who is compassionate and wants to do the right thing wherever that door opens, that I try to walk through it and see what I can do. I don't know if that's enough, but
yes, absolutely. So thank you so much, Mickey, for letting us know a little bit about you and your life. It's obviously been a very rewarding one.
Yes.
And we're so glad you shared some of that with us today.
Thank you.
And to our listeners, we appreciate you listening to our podcast and hope you will be with us next week. May God be with each of you until we meet again.